السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
گزشتہ چند ہفتے
حضور سیز فار دا لاسٹ فیو ویکس ایز یو نو آئی واز آن دی ٹور آف سم یورپین کنٹریز ڈیورنگ دیز ڈیز فسٹ دی وکالت تبشیر
جو گزشتہ چند مہینوں سے پروگرام بنا رہی
تھی دی ور میکنگ اے پلان اینڈ اے پروگرام that was to visit some African countries and some preparations were underway and some analysis was also being taken. There were some such countries in West Africa which I have not visited so far, in Sierra Leone, etc. These jamaats, they were also demanding, and also I had the wish to visit them, but then from these countries in January and February the indications came that there are such conditions which the political and also the jamaat conditions that they are not feasible for appropriate for the visit, so therefore that visit was cancelled. This was the will of Allah. But after cancelling, postponing this visit, this visit, I did not have any plan of visiting any country. Then I came to know about the Jalsa Salana in Spain, and then it was put into my heart that I should visit Spain. And then there were the purchase of the mission house in Italy was there, so then I thought of visiting there. And when the plan to visit Italy was there, then the Jamaat in Switzerland said that you have come, you will be coming very close, you also visit us. I have not visited that country for last many years. So anyway, without much planning, these programs were chalked out. But Allah the Almighty, by His grace, has blessed this journey immensely. And this journey, while for the in case of those relevant jamaats, for the members of the for the members of the jamaat, it was a source of increase of faith. It was also a means of source of increase of faith for me. And in everything, there are profound wisdom of Allah Almighty, and I perceive this point very much. after making the plan for visit for Spain, I had not told the Jamaat in Spain that I will be able to attend their Jalsa. Roughly in those days the visit were there. They were thinking that I will be just visiting here to make an analysis of the activities of the Jamaat, or might be visiting some places here and there. But then I received a message from Amir Sahib of Spain, and he sent me a message that there is a Jalsa in those days and you are just arriving a couple of days before that. So if it may be difficult for Huzoor to attend this one, we can extend the dates of the Jalsa for another couple of days. Huzoor said that I told them that I knew that the Jalsa is there, and that is why I have fixed these dates for my visit. So there is no need to change the dates of Jalsa. So the purpose of telling is that the plan of this journey, this visit, was not it was chalked out in a way that it was not pre-planned, or there was not such planning in before that. So much so that the Jamaat Ahmadiyya Spain, where this visit was there, even they did not know whether I was would be able to attend their Jalsa or not. The very first stop during this journey was in France, by the grace of Allah. From Morocco and Al-Jazair, the members of the Jamaat, they are paying great attention to Jamaat, and particularly those people who are living in European countries, they are paying great attention, and Alhamdulillah, they are also doing the baths in large number. And similarly, some islands in which African people live, which are under the control of French, France, and similarly the French speaking areas of Africa, the people from over there who have come to France, there are some new converts from among them, and by the grace of Allah, in good number, these new baths are coming. They are very active, and they are these are the people who are being assimilated into the Jamaat very quickly. In the National Majlis-e-Amla, the Executive Committee, there are some new converts who are a member of this Executive Committee. In France, one French and one Belgian and some people from Morocco, they also did their bath during this visit. And during the bath, there was extremely emotional situation which was experienced. And some new converts, they met me for the first time, and their feelings were also very profound. There were some that when I used to ask them that, is there any question you would like to you ask me? So they would simply say that, please pray that we should be increasing in our faith and in our righteousness. They have got a keen desire of making progress in righteousness and also to promote the cause of the advent of the promised Messiah. And they are also showing their attachment with the institution of Khilafat. And from their eyes and from their behavior, it was quite evident. But to describe that is very difficult. To describe their sentiments is very difficult. The reports will be published later on, or you might have read some of the reports, but these new converts, the condition of them is very, very difficult to describe their condition and their feelings. And not only in France, in all the countries where I have visited, every new convert, whether he is from Arabic speaking countries or a local person over there, in all of them they have got so much devotion, it's very difficult to describe that. Among the Arabic speaking people, all the Ahmadis from all the countries, they have told me that MTA3 Al Arabiya, through them we have got the message of Ahmadiyya through this channel. Then they also mentioned that we prayed after listening to this message, then Allah Almighty guided us. There were some that Allah Almighty showed them the dreams and visions and guided them, and they were able to, they saw the promised Messiah or one of the caliphs in their dreams. MTA Al Arabiya, which I have mentioned. So these people, whenever they mentioned about that name by name, they used to pray for the members of the MTA Al Arabiya team, particularly those people who take part in the meeting of the question answer Al-Hawar Al-Mubashir. They used to pray for them. Allah Almighty reward all those people and also increase them in their faith and steadfastness and their conviction. And these are the people who are conveying the, who are day and night, they are busy in conveying the message of the promised Messiah, Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. There are other channels of MTA. Allah Almighty may reward all the workers of these channels. They are not, they do not come on the screen, but behind the screens they are rendering very significant services for this cause. So anyway, I was mentioning about France. In France, among the devoted members, I spent 2 days. And these 2 days, they passed just in a few seconds. And then we started for Spain. And after 2 days' journey, we reached in Spain, in Pedrabad, where we have got our own mosque. We reached there. And after 2 days, there was the Jalsa to commence. The members of the Jamaat had gathered there. Members came from Portugal and from other countries. Portugal is under the control of Spain so far as our Jamaat is concerned, because the missionary in charge in Spain, he looks after the Jamaat in Portugal. But now, by the grace of Allah, just before my visit, they were trying to have a missionary of their own, and that missionary has now arrived. So Allah Almighty make this Jamaat also very active in Portugal. They are trying to get a piece of land for building a mosque. It is very close to the agreement. May Allah very soon enable the Jamaat to build a mosque there and make it a means of the progress of the Jamaat in that country. In Portugal, there are people who have come from various countries. There is a large number of them, those who are interested in religion. And there are large number of people who have actually done their bath over there. But in order to gather them and to secure them, it is very essential to have a mosque there. And with the construction of the mosque, inshallah ta'ala, the local people, it is hoped that it will also open a field of tabligh among the local people. Allah Almighty enable the new missionary who has gone there to perform the duty properly and to work properly. And similarly, the president of the Morocco Jamaat was also there along with some other members, because they are very close from Spain. In the beginning, the Jamaat was established through the efforts of the Spain Jamaat. And now, by the grace of Allah, this Jamaat is now progressing, and they are also increasing in their dedication and their devotion. Similarly, in Spain, there are the Arabic-speaking Ahmadis, their number has increased, and some new baths have also taken place during this time. And they had the initiation at my hand. Allah Almighty bless their faith and their conviction and give them the progress. The Jalsa Salana was held, and the guests who came in that Jalsa, they took very good impression. Some of them met me afterwards and they expressed their opinion and their sentiments. In the last visit to Spain in 2005, I asked the Jamaat to build a second mosque in Valencia, and I encouraged the Jamaat to do so. At that time, the within the period of 1.5 years, the Jamaat was able to get a plot of land, and there was a house built on that. Jamaat was able to purchase that. That is being used as the mission house and the residence of the missionary. But from the local council, there were certain obstacles being raised in this way, and because of that, until this time, despite that the plan has been submitted in the council, but the permission to construct a mosque was not being granted. But now there is some indication of some changes in the condition over there, and it is hoped that the permission to build the mosque will be granted. So on this hope, based on this hope that Allah Almighty will bless this project, I have already laid the foundation of the mosque in that place. Now you pray that these paperwork which has to be done and these obstacles which are in the way, may Allah remove all of them. And Allah Almighty enable us very soon to build the mosque over there. And then this mosque should become the means of spreading the message of Islam and Ahmadiyyat. It's a very beautiful area, the area where the mosque is going to be built. And it is hoped that after the mosque is constructed, then it will be able to project the right picture of Islam. And the people who have got various reservations regarding Islam and Jamaat, they will be removed. In Valencia, the population of Muslim was there until the 16th century. And the Muslims of this area, they gave great sacrifices. And for 300 to 400 years after that, they maintained the message of Islam among them, in them. So may it be so that this area once again comes into the fold of Islam. And similarly, very close to Pedrobad, in order to cater for the Jamaat's requirement, and there was a need is there, and they are increasing the requirements. So there was Lajna Hall and also a guest house. I also laid the foundation of the construction of these things in Spain by the grace of Allah. I had a meeting with the members of Majlis-e-Amla, National Majlis-e-Amla, and I invited their attention to Tabligh and also to other matters, and the planning was made, and they have also made a promise that inshallah ta'ala, in this matter they are going to expedite, and all the slackness was there, they are going to overcome and rectify that. May Allah enable that. Whenever in the world, the front is being opened against Islam in various places, this is the time for tabligh, and this is what I said them and told to them. People are interested and taking interest in it, and the right-minded people, they are taking interest, and when they listen the opposing propaganda, they also want to find out the reality. When I went there, because of that, people were showing some interest, and they used to ask the members of the Jamaat. And the members of the Jamaat were also able to distribute some literature introducing Islam at Ahmadiyyat, so that also afforded them some opportunity. Anyway, the journey of Spain, there were 10-12 days, very busy, and the reports of that, as I said, you will be able to read them later on. From there, after a journey of 3 days, we reached Italy. We witness the blessings and the bounties of Allah everywhere. Italy is a country in which Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II, during his period, the Jamaat was established there, and the missionaries were also sent there. But due to some unfavorable circumstances, this could not be continued. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II, in 1937, Malik Muhammad Sharif Sahib was instructed to go there, and through his tabligh until 1940, some people joined Ahmadiyyat, and then because of war, Malik Sahib, because of the conditions of war, Malik Sahib. Because of the conditions of the World War Second, he had to stay in the enemy camp for 4 years, and during this period, Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Sani sent Muhammad Ibrahim Khalil Sahib and Mauli Muhammad Usman Sahib was sent to Italy, and Malik Sahib was appointed as the Amir. Malik Sahib, he sent both of them to Sicily, and Sicily is also that part of Italy where for 260 years there was the control of under the control of Muslims, and there the missionaries had to confront lot of difficulties, and sometime they were served a notice of leaving the country within 24 hours, but then Allah Almighty blessed them and showed his favor, and the notice of going away was cancelled, and they stayed there for some time. But anyway, there were very difficult conditions. The mission in Italy was closed down, and there is a long detail, and there are very faith inspiring examples and incidents of these missionaries. That can also be mentioned sometime. Those who are going to write the report, they will be mentioning some of these things in that report. So as I said, that when the mission was closed, then both these missionaries, they went away from there. But Malik Sharif Sahib, he was taking care of his own livelihood, and he stayed there until 55 in Italy, and he did the job of tabligh. And after that, there was no regular contact. The new converts during during his time, and 30 to 40 people he mentioned, because of lack of contact with these people, perhaps there is no Ahmadiyyat in their future generations. But anyway, now Allah Almighty has created such a situation that Pakistani Ahmadis, they have also reached there in large number, and also Ghanian Ahmadis are also there in large number. One Jamaat in a city, all of it is composed of Ghanian Ahmadis. And also among Arabs, by the grace of Allah, there is a very devout community of Arab Ahmadis from Morocco and Algeria. They are also there. So these Arabic speaking Ahmadis, the devotion of these Ahmadis is something beyond expression. As I mentioned earlier on, in the Italy, their condition is also there. Every now and then they become overwhelmed with emotion. And Allah Almighty, as I said in one of my sermon before, that Allah Almighty enabled the Jamaat to buy the center and the mission house. It was purchased in 2008, and now they are planning to have a mosque there. The mayor and the local councillors, they are also cooperating fully in this matter. Allah Almighty bless them, and very soon enable us to construct a mosque over there. And there are men and women who did the bath, and during the last few months, those people who had done the bath, they also had the initiation at my hand. So alhamdulillah, there was a reception arrangement was also done by the Jamaat, in which our center Baitul Tawheed, the mayor of that area, of that city, it's a very long name of that city, San Patrio in Casale. And the counselors and educated people, and also from the neighboring city, the mayor of that, and one representative of the mayor was there, and all those people, they expressed very good opinion about the Jamaat. and they appreciated the services of the Jamaat, the education, etc. And at the end, I also, with reference to the Holy Quran, I presented the beautiful and peace-loving teaching of Islam, I mentioned. And also I mentioned the Imam of the Age and whatever he has told us about this beautiful teaching. With reference to that, I spoke. I told them that instead of hitting the name of Islam, rather there is a need that they should pay attention to this beautiful teaching, and I drew their attention to this point, and I asked them that they should pay attention to this one, and then I told them that with reference to this center of ours, a few months back there was a lot of noise of opposition was there, but Allah Almighty blessed us, and the mayor of the area and the mayor of the neighboring city and the architect, who is an Italian, who is doing the work of renovation, they have done a lot of work in our favor in this area. So I told them that the teaching of Islam is very beautiful. Therefore, you should not erect the walls of hatred between you. So you should live with love and affection and good feelings. So anyway, by the grace of Allah, this reception was also very good. May Allah make this as a point of paving the way for us and making this things good for us. And I had the opportunity of seeing that area, and after that we went to Switzerland. But before leaving leaving London, I was told that in Turin, that cloth is being put on exhibition, which is described as the Shroud of Jesus, and in which Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was taken down from the cross, he was wrapped in that. So the president of the Jamaat asked me that, would you like to see that? I had this information here before leaving London. So there he talked to the administration of the church, and they said that if the Khalifa of the Jamaat Ahmadiyya would like to come and see that, and for that purpose we will make special arrangements. So when we were going to Switzerland, in the city of Turin, which is on the way, we arrived there at noon, and at 5 o'clock in the afternoon we went to that church where this shroud was on display. I feel that this was also an arrangement made by Allah Almighty. I did not have in my mind that there is an exhibition going on, but despite that Mir Mahmud Ahmad Sahib, he informed me that this exhibition is going to take place, and somebody from London should be sent. And in this age, some scholar of Jamaat Ahmadiyya should become a witness to this thing, that he has seen actually this shroud. But Allah Almighty, instead of some scholar going there, enabled me to go there, who is a very humble servant of the promised Messiah. He enabled me that I was able to see this shroud. So despite the program of Italy, as I said, this was not in mind that we will be visiting Turin, but when the plan was there, then the route when chalked out, then the Turin was on the way. Even if it had not been there, but as I said, because of this exhibition, I would have definitely gone there. But anyway, when we reached there and we went there, then the director of the exhibition, who is the one of the prominent priest of the council of the priest, he was himself present there, and he had made such an arrangement, and he took us from such a door from which ordinary people do not go, and generally cameras are not allowed. So when I asked them, then they said that the cameras can be used, but do not use the flash, but the MTA people and our photographers, they took photographs. when we entered into the first hall, then they showed us on the big screen, they showed us the pictures of the shroud, and they explained along with that, and every picture that was shown, they would tell us what is that. This is the face or the feet or the hands, and they used to show it in a close-up way. And after showing that, all that, this director, he also gave a brief introduction of the shroud and told that in the history of this goes back to the 14th century, and it is known where it has been transferred. But there are certain evidence which indicate that in the 5th century Christian era, wherever it stayed, that is also discovered now. So in that connection, he also mentioned that this is a cloth which is the length of that is 4.42 meter, and the width is 1.3 meter, and there is a reflection of a human being which seems to be the reflection and the image of a very saintly person. And if we consider the history of this cloth, then we come to the conclusion that this is the image of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. And in 1898, somebody took a picture of this. His name is Sekunda Pier, if this is the way it is pronounced. And in that picture, and then he had the positive of this image, and in any way, after that, he took us into the main hall of the church, where people were passing by, and on something which looked like a stage in a very huge glass box, and there was a light behind that, and the people were looking at that cloth, and the director told us that there are certain guesses in this box, which they have been put into this box for the purpose that this cloth should not deteriorate. Anyway, they made a gap for the other people and stopped the other people, and the closest spot where people could reach, they took us to stand there, and we looked at that cloth from very close, and the photographs were taken. If we had sent somebody else, then he might not have been able to see it so closely. And the brochure that was given to us, in which the details are there and the photographs were also there, in that it was also written. And director also told us that it is established that from the pollen which are attached to, which are on this shroud, this cloth has come from Palestine and from the Middle East area. And this is also the proof of the fact. And why in this is a proof of the fact that when we call it the shroud of Jesus, that is right. This is also very strange that it was, the photograph was taken in 1898, and after that this cloth was considered, which was considered to be a sacred cloth, and then it was described as, the people started calling it the shroud of Jesus. At that time in 1898, Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Wasalam, he also wrote a book with the title of Jesus in India, that was published later on in 1902. So apart from that, in his other writings of the Promised Messiah, Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Wasalam, he mentioned that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he came down alive, and he mentioned about the ointment of Jesus. But in this book, he has mentioned this subject in great detail. Although regarding this shroud of Jesus, at that time in English literature was perhaps nothing was mentioned in that. There was no detail available at that time, although they say that in Italian and German there was some information available. So therefore, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has not mentioned about this shroud, but Allah Almighty had for him in during his period, during his time, the facts they were disclosed for him, and on the based on that one, more evidence was furnished by Allah Almighty to prove that he did not die on the cross, and he survived the death on that. So after the exhibition, this director sahib, he took us to a cathedral, into that building, and then he showed the ground floor and then the upper floor, and there was a library upstairs, and then you see the library. I said, well, let's go and see. When we went there, when we arrived there, there was another person who was a professor, and although I was told that he is going to meet us there, he is the scholar of the Islamic learning in that department, in that area. He has got his education in various countries. As I said, he was standing there. So both of them, they took us into a meeting hall that let's sit here for a while. And they took us there with great respect and honor. And then they started a sort of a question answer, and some dialogue started. And then they asked me that why did you have this desire of seeing it, and what is your feelings now after seeing that? And I have introduced, let me mention once again that this director, he is for the protection of the this shroud, he is the president of this committee, and he is this exhibition is also being conducted under his care. His name is Monsignor Liberty, is there, and the scholar of the Islamic teachings, the Orientalist, his name is Negri, Don Negri, or something like that. So I told them that this just incidentally it happened to come over here, but when I came to know about that the shroud of Jesus is on display, then I was interested in seeing it. And one reason of that is that we believe, those who are the member of the Jamaat Ahmadiyya, they firmly believe in the fact that this shroud is definitely was the one which was used for Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But the result that you deduct from it, our opinion is very much different from that. We believe that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was a chosen prophet of Allah. And when the Jews wanted to kill him on the cross, so as this the death was against the honor and the glory of a prophet, therefore Allah Almighty saved him from the death on the cross. And the founder of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat, whom we believe him to be the promised Messiah, he established the life of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. And this cloth also is not the proof of the death of Jesus, but rather the proof of his life. It is the proof that he survived from the death on the cross. So in this respect, this cloth is no doubt sacred, but there is a basic difference between your views and our views. That Orientalist, he said, that do you think that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam died in Kashmir? I said, yes, by all, of course we believe. But Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam is the one who has established this point very clearly, and he has written a book called Jesus in India, and there was a lot of questions went on about the Khilafat in Jamaat Ahmadiyya and the procedure of its election, and some other topics were also discussed. So I told them that it's a very good fortune of mine that I have been able to see this shroud of Jesus. Which the exhibition of this is generally after 20-25 years, but they said that it's not essential. Sometime after lesser years, it was in 98, and then it's in 2000, and that was in 98. It was after 20 years, but In year 2000, it was at the completion of 2000 of Jesus, and this year they said that there was no such plan, but the Pope instructed that the exhibition should take place, and it would continue until 10th of May. There was a lot of crowd, and huge crowd was there who came to see that. So it has taken place after 10 years, and Allah Almighty has joined my visit and this exhibition, and we were enabled to see this cloth in this way at the end of April. On 2nd of May, the Pope is coming to see this exhibition. Allah Almighty enable us to see it before that. And then he mentioned about the miseries of, and the difficulties of the Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. I said the prophets of Allah, they always suffer these difficulties, and in this age the Messiah who was sent, he also suffered a lot of difficulties at the hand of the opponents. Then they asked about the community, that why is it so that you have to have the dialogue in link with other religious communities. So I said that Allah Almighty has mentioned it, that in matters of religion there is no compulsion at all. Allah Almighty has made the guidance manifest, and whosoever wishes, they can accept, and it is up to Allah Almighty to guide the people, but our responsibility is to convey the message. But on the other side, the values, the human values are there. We have to take regard of that, and taking regard of that, we always respect other people, followers of other religions, and we respect them, and we also talk to them. Anyway, this inter-religious seminars, the discussion took place, and I told them in my conversation, because they asked the question and I had to mention it, that today the Christian world is making progress. But this is also because of the Hazrat Isa alayhi salam you are getting all these things. Not because of the fact that he was God, but because of the suffering that he underwent, and because of the promises of Allah Almighty. And these splendid buildings that you have, and all these equipment that you have, that is also because of that. And my prayer is that you should understand the true message of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and spread that. Anyway, they showed me the library after that, and when I asked them that do you have some books, if the books about Islam, do you have that, do you have a copy of the Quran, and they told us positively. Then I told them that we have a commentary of in English in 5 volume that we will send you, and also there are some scholars of who are Arabic speaking. For them the Arabic translation of Tafsir Kabir, which has been done by Momin Tahir Sahib with great effort, so this we are going to send that. So they said, by all means please do send, and they will keep it. So this journey, while it was full of information for us, at the same time it was also became a means of introducing the message of Islam and Ahmadiyyat. So may that this Christian world is able to recognize this point, that Kafne Masih, the shroud of Jesus, is not the shroud indicating to his death, but actually it is the indication of his survival from the death on the cross. And this is a symbol and a sign of his miraculous escape from there. And it is a proof of that. Mir Mahmud Ahmad Sahib, under his supervision in Rabwa, the research is going on the Marham-e-Isa, the ointment of Jesus, and they are carrying out this research. That also establishes that because of this ointment under special temperature, on that type of cloth, an image is created there, and they have made the experiment, and this research is also moving forward. And Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabe also mentioned that that some chemical actions are there, and because of that, because of ammonia and sulfur, this image was there. And also in that area, there are a lot of resources of both these things in that area. And it is quite obvious that when the earthquake was there, then these gases could have come at that time. And because of that, this image became more clear and more stable. And I mentioned Mir Mahmood Ahmad Sahib, his team is also working on this line. And according to their research, one Christian scholar, Norma Waller, who is from England, he has appreciated that. And he has also mentioned in one of her books, I have heard that now she has passed away. Allah Almighty will create more scholars who are going to further improve this research and carry out this research. And it is always like that so far, that we have seen that in favor of Islam, in the proof of Islam's truth, Allah Almighty actually brings out certain things from the Christians which actually go in our favor. Anyway, this research is being done for further satisfaction of the world. So far as we are concerned, we are firmly rooted in this belief that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam escaped the death on the cross, and then he is buried in Mahalla Khan Yar in Kashmir. But nowadays there is another trend which is going on, that regarding the shroud of Jesus Christ, shroud, to prove it wrong that it is not that old, some people say that it's 1,000 year old, but anyway they are trying to prove it wrong. So because this picture indicates the signs of the life of Jesus, and that is something difficult for the Christianity to accept. So similarly, their restriction has been put even from the Muslims to see the grave of Jesus in Srinagar, and it might be a part of that great conspiracy about regarding which this controversy and discussion is going on regarding the shroud of Jesus. So I wish that if these things which are available to the Muslims today, they should be able to establish the superiority of Islam through those things. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says regarding this subject, regarding this ointment of Jesus and also the life of Jesus, he says that in Roman language, during the time of the Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, for some time after the incident of crucifixion, a Krabadin was compiled. There was a recipe in that, and in which it was mentioned. There was a book in which this recipe was there, that for the injuries of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, this was made, and then this Krabadin was translated into various languages. So much so that in the time of Mamunun Rashid, it was translated into Arabic. And this is a great doing of Allah Almighty, that all the great scholars of all religions, whether they were Jews or Christians or worshipping the stars, all of them, they have mentioned in their books, and they have mentioned about this recipe, that this is something which was ointment which was prepared by the companions of Jesus for his injuries. And in the books, they have mentioned the ingredients and the special benefit of those ingredients, and that indicates that this is very good for recovery of the the injury. And if somebody is beaten, and the flow of blood that is resulted, that immediately stops. And there is one element of mur in it, which says that which protects a person from the injury. And also it is good for plague and for all types of boils and other scars. This is good one. And it may be that it might have been suggested by Hazrat Isa alayhi salam himself on the revelation, or maybe because of consultation or advice of some physician. And particularly the mur, which is mentioned in the Old Testament, as a result of the use of this medicine, his wounds, they were healed within few days, and within 3 days he covered 70 miles within 3 days on foot. And it is mentioned in one place, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, that the Jewish people thought and they wanted that when Hazrat Isa and when they were captured by the Jews people, curse of Allah be upon them, then they tried to put him on the cross, and to Allah Almighty protected him from the intentions and the plans of the Jews. So after using this ointment for a few days, he was able to recover, and so much so that the signs which were those signs were also removed. And this is proved from the Gospels, that when he was saved from the death on the cross, and then he met his disciples and told them that he is hale and hearty and alive, and the companions, they were very much surprised that how could you survive from the death. And then they thought that perhaps his spirit has come into another body. And then he showed his own wounds, which were resulted as being put on the cross. And then these companions, they believed that Allah Almighty has actually delivered them from the hands of the enemy. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, in his book Jizya in India, he says that in this book, I am writing this book with this purpose, so that the true facts and the very well-established historical evidence, on the basis of that, those wrong and thoughts could be negated, which have spread among the Muslims and Christian regarding his first and the last life. And then he says that therefore, through this, in this book, I am going to establish that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was not crucified, nor he went up into the heaven, and nor one should expect that ever they are going to descend from heaven. Rather, after 120 years, he died in Srinagar, Kashmir, and in Mahalla Khan Yar, his grave is there. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, in his book, in this book, first of all, for his survival from the cross, he gave the evidence from the gospel. Then the Quranic evidence is also mentioned there, which established that he did not die on the cross and he escaped that. And in the third chapter, from the evidence of the medical books, he has proved this point, that he survived the death on the cross. And later on, after the use of this ointment of Isa, it is mentioned that he recovered as a result of that. And in the end, he has also put together the historical evidence which have been taken from the books of history. He has also mentioned that in Nasibin and Afghanistan, he migrated and traveled there. And he said that anybody who is going to read this book of mine, Jizya in India, from the beginning to the end, whether he is a Muslim or a Christian, or even a Jew or Arya, it is impossible that after reading this book of mine, he should not be convinced of this thing, that the idea of Jesus going to heaven is absolutely wrong and fabricated and made up view. Anyway, after this short visit to Turin, then we went to Switzerland. There, by the grace of Allah, some people were enabled by Allah to take their initiation at my hand, and they initiated at my hand. One young man from Italy, who is very decent person, and he is working there, and he is very keen to get the religious knowledge. He did his bath a few years back. I was meeting him for the first time. He has already translated some literature of the Jamaat into Italian. So I told him that you pay attention to this point, that now you translate some of the books of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And he told me that he, at this time, he is translating this book, Jizya in India, and very soon it will be complete. Allah Almighty bless his knowledge and his conviction, and also bless him in his faith and his understanding. And after Juma, we stopped on the way in Strasbourg. And worldly wise, this place is very important because of the center of the European Parliament. But from Jamaat point of view, the importance is that the number of the Jamaat is increasing, and there are 200 members of the Jamaat. And the good thing is that 70% are those which are non-Pakistani. And they are the people who are becoming stronger, strong in their devotion. And there was two new baths during the stay, and I was able to meet some prominent personalities and to tell them about the Islamic teaching and how the peace can be established according to the Islamic teaching. I discussed the subject. The representative of the Archbishop, Mr. Michael Reber, I met him. He came to see me, and he said that the Archbishop had to come, but he couldn't come. So we had a good discussion, and regarding the world peace, about the Islamic teaching. And he's a very decent, nice person. He told that he had stayed in some Arab countries. He knew Arabic. At one point, he said that all the three religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, they are all united in one, and that is one God. So I said, this is very good. If you agree with this principle, that is good. Because Allah Almighty has already told us that it is mentioned in the Holy Quran that we should give this message to the people of the book. تَعَالَوْ إِلَىٰ كَلَمَةٍ سَوَائِمْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ. So what could be better than that? That that they should all come and agree on one point, that on something which is common between us, and that is there, that we should not worship anything other than Allah, and no partner should be set up with Allah. I was surprised on this point that they are talking of one God. And during his conversation, he also told me that I listen to your Friday sermons and your addresses on MTA in a very nice atmosphere. For a very long time, we had a good meeting and discussion. So all these things, as I mentioned, that all these things, they are the means of Jamaati Tarbiyat. And also, by the grace of Allah, these are the occasions when one is able to present the teachings of Islam and Ahmadiyyat in Strasbourg. As I mentioned, 70% of the Ahmadis, they are non-Ahmadis and non-Pakistanis, and majority of them are those who are from Arabic-speaking countries. During this journey, in some places, the new converts, they were told in the dreams that we are passing through this area, and that's why they contacted us. And this was something which increased their faith. And when they came to meet me, although the time was very limited, the Emirs of France, who went to various places for the preparation of this visit, he also mentioned that during this journey, surprisingly, we also got 30 baths. And mentioning about one bath, he has written to me that this very interesting incident, that on 29th March, when we were going from France to Spain, so he says that when I came back to Paris, then in post, I received a bath form from a lady from Morocco, who is a French national, and I contacted her on phone. She told me that for a long time, I have been watching MTA, and some time ago I saw a dream that there are many Ahmadi cars which have passed this way, and I boarded one Ahmadi car, and when Amir Sahib asked about the area, she told that area, and this is the same area from which we passed through that area while going from Spain to France to Spain, and it was on that very day that she filled in the bath form. So this plan of the journey, as I said, it was made all of a sudden, but it was something which was full of the blessings of Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty created such arrangements that there were new baths. Allah Almighty increased the people, the new converts, in their faith and their conviction. And we are able to see these examples of the progress of the Jamaat and the blessings of Allah Almighty and His mercy. and in and all these blessings in the favor of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, these are in accordance with the promises given to him, and they also increase our faith. So Allah Almighty, with His grace and mercy, continue to bless us with His favors and blessings. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.